Thank you. come here for is to come and dine on the Word. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, if you come with expectations,
Amen.
You receive something from
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Have you prepared yourself?
Yes.
Have you prepared
Amen.
Yourself?
Amen.
Okay. Going to get to most. So you better be doing a lot of crying, because I do a lot of crying. We know Brother Samuel does a lot of crying. We're not ready, because that's why we're here tonight.
Yes.
Because if we were ready, we wouldn't be here tonight.
Amen.
We'd be on the other side, because the prophet of God said that the bride has to make herself ready, and when she does, then we're going to be there, because he said that's the only thing that is hindering the coming of the Lord, is us getting ready. So we're saying, well, Lord, we're not there, but we're here. We're here to get ready. We're here to prepare ourselves. We're here to hear the word. We're here to hear the
Amen.
Special to me, and I'm sure you've heard this one and know it for sure. You heard it the other night. He says, he was talking about John, and he says that John said when he was in the water, and he says, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. He says, there he is. That's him.
Yeah.
You recognize him. That's him.
Amen.
That's him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I recognize
him.
He knew, that Holy Spirit knew, that's him. That's him right there. Walked out into the water, and I can see there, standing in the water. Think of the drama, he says. Two of the greatest that ever struck the earth. God, the Word, and his prophet.
Amen.
Amen.
He says, now notice, the Word came to the prophet in this dispensation of grace in the water.
Amen.
We did. He says, in the water. He says the first revelation of the word was in the water.
Amen.
Now you see where the bride started the evening light message? In the water. The word, the true word, not mixed with any creed, but come to the prophet in the water, by the water.
Amen.
There's where it started.
Amen.
Right there.
Amen.
Vindicated. This is my beloved son. He says when he came first time, and he vindicated again, come and said, this is him.
Amen.
Amen.
Rabbi, we know who you are. The Pharisees and Sadducees, they recognized who that he was. They knew who that he was, but they just couldn't do it. He says, when it came up to the showdown, they just couldn't do it. They couldn't give it all up. So it's even a next step more than that. That is, you recognize who the messenger is, then you recognize who you are. God, that's me. And all the things, and that's the thing that Satan beats down. We're human beings. We can't get past ourselves, who that we are. But you got to remember each time that you approach him, that all he sees is cowardice. Time tonight. We wanted to have a little ordination and a placing tonight that you know that we have the elections here a few weeks ago. And excuse me, I talked to the deacon brothers and also the trustee brothers about having that, as Brother Branham, how he said, which is wonderful, that we have a message that tells us how to do everything.
Amen.
And then you have me to talk to them about doing it. And it seems like it'd be more appropriate maybe to do it on a Sunday morning than it would be on a Wednesday night. But, you know, as I told the brothers, if I was in these brothers' position and I wanted to have hands laid upon me and I wanted to move into to become a deacon of the Branham Tabernacle, I'd want to have it done in the Branham Tabernacle. That he's given us the youth center. We can come there and the people can come together. And Brother Branham wanted us to be comfortable and sit down. And it's even sometimes hard. It's now. It's, I think the brothers tell us that like 550 people will come, like when we have it here, but it'll be maybe up to 650 if we do it over the youth center. And more people can come, but it's just so special to be here. And it's humbling and it's a privilege. As we discuss every time, to think about the stand in that room and walk out here and to be set here and you sitting in those chairs where we are. And it's not the building, we know it's the inside, but God chose this place.
Amen.
He saw this place before he found it.
Amen.
Those little pond lilies coming up out of the mud and the mud that rise up above everything and blooming. He says, they're my favorite. So he had to see us all. And we just thank the Lord for it. But I thought it'd be more appropriate to come here and to doing it and just to have the brothers, because we already had, as Brother Branham said, he says, first they need to be appointed. And he says, then after they're appointed, that then they have to see if the congregation wanted to be in that position. And then he says, then they have to figure out, do they want that position? Do they feel led of the Lord to be in that position? Is it a calling? Because it's just like, oh man, that'd be great. I'd like to do that. Well, I don't think so. It's got to be a calling from God.
Amen.
It's like Brother Brandon said all the time. It's people, you know, it's like, oh man, I want to do this. I want to be up here. No, you don't. No, you don't. Is I don't. I do and I don't. It's such a paradox. It's like Laura that said, you know, before getting started, it's here. It's like, Lord, please, no. Please, no. Lord, I want to do what you want me to do, but no. Please. And I say that from my heart. You know, it scares me. It scares me what I say to you people. It scares me to stand here. God's prophet stood right here. He brought the words of eternal life. Mine's failed. The only thing I can do is, Lord, yield me to whatever I say that it will be something to edify you. I'm here for one thing, to lay a foundation for God's prophet to come out here and speak to his bride. That's all. That's all. It's not my word. This message is our absolute. It's not what I say. It's not what he says or any other man says. We're subject to failures and make mistakes. It's like reading that quote. I wish we could just play those quotes. It's so much better when you hear the prophet say it, because that's who God chose. That's who God picked. And you hear it from his voice, it speaks to the bride of Jesus.
Amen.
But it is an honor to see and to be part of God's great economy. And there's no big me's and little you's in this message.
Amen.
God loves you just as much as he loves me. You just got to do what God's called you to do. I want to do what God's called me to do. These brothers want to do what God's called them to do.
Yeah.
And it is, a study in this past week is that the Lord is, when Brother Branham preached this almost 17 years ago, when he had the placing of the deacon, and that he come up and they brought the brothers up here and the trustee board, which is wonderful. He said it was by unanimous vote that the trustee board he said, elected our brothers as deacons. He says, now it comes to you people, and for you people to vote upon these deacons. And we did as a trustee board and as a pastor and assistant pastor that we voted 100% for these brothers. And out of 500, it was almost 100% out of 500 people to put these brothers in. So we know then it's the will of the Lord.
Amen.
And so what I'd like to do is we're going to ask the brothers in a second to come on up here. We're just going to have a word of prayer and lay hands on them. And maybe Brother William, we could sing that song that, where he leads me. You know, and lead me, Lord. I'm sorry. It's like, lead me, Lord. That's each one of us. We want to do whatever the Lord wants us to do. It doesn't matter. That's what's upon each one of our hearts. Amen?
Yeah.
Lord, it doesn't matter what it is. Like Brother Graham said, if it's a doormat, I want to be a doormat. I'm happy to be a doormat. That's what I want to be. Here it is. The Son of God came down. He's become a foot horse flunky to come and identify himself with us. So truly, that's what we feel. Lead me, Lord. Wherever you want me to do, whatever you want me to do. So we want to invite the brothers if they come up here. Let's sing that song, Lead Me, Lord.
Lead me, Lord.
You're going to be praying for them. Amen. And that the Lord would lead them. It's not an easy job to do what they have to do. It's like Brother Random said, it's the policeman of the church. And did you ever notice how the policemen are? It's like, you can't stand a cop. But when you want one now. You want him here. You want him there to watch you, to protect you, to watch over top of you. But he always gets the low end of the stick all the time. It's hard dealing with people. And everybody's problem is the worst problem there is. And dealing with people, it's at work. I love everybody. We've got 100 employees. You know what that means? 100 problems. It is. It's the truth. We're just human beings. And that is so, in the spiritual and the natural, it is, Lord, with me, how can I complain? I'm always, Lord, I'm nothing. So we always want to remember that. So we want to ask, according like Brother Branham did, I want to invite Brother Samuel to come up and read the scriptures out of 1 Timothy, as Brother Branham did before we have a word of prayer.
1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 8. Likewise must the deacons be grave, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy of filthy lucre. holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. And let these also first be proved, then let them use the office of a deacon, being found blameless. Even so must their wives be grave, not slanderers, sober, faithful in all things. Let the deacons be the husbands of one wife, ruling their children and their own houses well. For they that have used the office of a deacon and well purchased to themselves a good degree and great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus. Let's bow our heads. Gracious Heavenly Father, how humbling it is, and what a privilege it is to approach your throne, Lord. Father, to know that you sent a prophet and a messenger, Lord, to this end time, Lord. That, Lord, would reveal all the secrets and the mysteries that's been hid in the Bible before the foundation of the world. Lord, we're such a grateful people. We just love you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord. You sent the prophet, Lord, and to set the church in order. That, Lord, you told us how to do all things, Lord. And we're grateful for that, Lord. Father, tonight it's a special night for us because we believe that we're doing this according to your word and according to your commandment, Lord Jesus. But Father, exactly how that prophet said to do it, that's the way we want to do it because we know that is the word, the living word for today, Lord Jesus. We believe it and we accept it, Lord Jesus. Father, I just ask that you would come down with our brothers, Lord. Father, as we lay hands on them according to what your prophet said to do, which is according to the word, that you would bless them, Lord, and place them, Lord, into service for your bride. Lord, be with them, Lord, in everything that they do and that they say, Lord, that it might be pleasing unto you to serve your bride. For Father, it's truly a privilege to stand here and to be part of your great economy, Lord. Just telling your children, Lord, there's no big me's and little you's, that you love us all, Lord Jesus. And we're humbled by it, Lord. But we thank you, Lord. Bless and be with them, Lord. And Father, may you encourage them. And sometimes, Lord, when they get low, may they know that you're there for them, Lord. May your church, Lord, may they honor them, Lord. And may they respect them, Lord. Their families, Lord Jesus. It's a hard call, Lord, and a lot of sacrifices that they're going to have to make, Lord. Leave their family, leave their children, Lord, to come and serve your children. May you bless their wives and their children, Lord, in just a special way as they serve your bride. Bless and be with them now, Lord Jesus, in this service as we commit it into your hands. We ask it all in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus, and we all say amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, as we lay our hands on our precious brother John Wall, Lord, we just pray that you'd be with him, Lord. Encouraging, Lord, and keep your hand upholding, Lord. As you place him in the dedication, Lord, to serve your bride, may you be with him, be with his family, Lord, and all that he does and all that he says, may it be pleasing unto you. Grant it, Lord, as we commit him into your hands. We ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Father, as we lay our hands on our brother Scott Maddie, Lord, we thank you for his life. We just pray that you'll be with him, Lord, as he gives his life to you to serve you in dedication, Lord, to serve the bride in this position as a deacon. May you bless and be with him, Lord, and keep your hand up over him, Lord. Encourage him, Lord, and may the words that come from his mouth be to you, Lord Jesus. Be with him and be with his family, Lord Jesus. We take him and we commit him into your hand to a life of service. We ask you in your precious name, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Gracious Heavenly Father, as we lay our hands on our brother David Phillips, Lord, Father, we thank you for his life, Lord, the calling that he has upon his life. Lord, we just ask that you would be with him, Lord, as he comes to serve you and to serve his bride. May you fill him with your Holy Spirit afresh, Lord Jesus, and that he would serve your children, Lord, according to your word. Bless and be with him, Lord. Be with his family, Lord. Everything that he says and does, that, Lord, may it be pleasing unto you as he seeks your perfect will in his life and to serve your children, Lord. Bless and be with me now as we turn him over to you for a life of dedication as a deacon in the tabernacle. Amen. Father, as we lay our hands on our brother Gene Pitts, Lord, Father, we thank you for him, Lord. Father, the call upon his life, Lord, to serve you. We just pray that you'd be with him, Lord Jesus. Guide him and direct him, Lord, and may you keep your hand up over him in all things, Lord Jesus. Bless him, give him the wisdom that he needs to serve your bride, Lord Jesus. Father, we can't do nothing without you, Lord, but you're more than able. May you be with him and his family, Lord, as we take him and we place it into your hands as he serves your bride in dedication, Lord, and in the service. We ask it in your precious name, Lord Jesus. Amen. Fathers, we lay our hands on our brother Michael Wirtz, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you for his life, Lord, and his stand upon the word, Lord. How he loves you, Lord, and how you called him to serve you and to serve your bride, Lord. He has for many years, but now you've called him into this position, Lord. I pray that you'll be with him, Lord. Keep your hand up over him to watch him and to protect him, Lord. Keep him in the center of your perfect will, and may he be a service to your bride and a blessing to each one, Lord Jesus. Bless and be with him now as he takes his life into a service for you. We commit him into your hands, Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we ask. Amen. Father, as we lay our hands on our brother Craig McMasters, Lord, Father, we thank you for his life also, Lord. Father, for giving that call upon his life to serve you and to serve the bride, Lord. He served you for many years, Lord, but now you've called him to do another service, Lord. We just pray that you'd be with him, Lord. Touch him in his life, Lord Jesus, and all that he says and does, that it would be pleasing unto thee, Lord. For that's what we want, is to be more like you. Father, sometimes the road gets hard, but Lord, you're more than able. May you bless and be with him, Lord, in all that he does as he serves your bride. We ask it, Lord, in the precious name of the Lord Jesus, as we turn him into you, Lord. Amen. Father, as we lay our hands on our brother Jeremy Evans, Lord, we just pray, Lord Jesus, for his life, Lord, and we thank you for his life and his stand upon this word. Father, he isn't as a young man, Lord, all of his life to serve you. Now, Father, you've called him into this position as a deacon, Lord Jesus. We just pray that you'll be with him, Lord. Guide him, direct him, and keep him, Lord, in your perfect will, Lord. When the times get low, may you pick him up, Lord Jesus. May you give him the words of wisdom, Lord, that he needs to serve your bride. Bless and be with him in a special way, Lord, as we take him in his life and we turn him to you, Lord Jesus, as a life of service to serve your bride of Jesus Christ here in the Branham Tabernacle. We ask it in the lovely name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Father, our brother Richie Chambliss, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for our brother, Lord. How we love him, and we thank you for his life and his stand upon your word, Lord. And Father, now as you've called him into a life of service here at the Branham Tabernacle, Lord, to serve your children, may you bless and be with him, Lord. Encourage him, Lord. Keep your hand up over him, Lord. Give him the wisdom that he needs to serve your bride, Lord. Be with his family, Lord, and watch him and protect him. Bless and be with him, Lord. And we turn him into your hands, Lord Jesus, as he dedicates his life to serve your bride. We ask it in the lovely and gracious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Lead me, Lord. Believe.
prayer. We take these prayer requests before the Lord. Won't take the time to read all of them, but the Lord saw when the people wrote down their requests. He sees our hand. Do you have a need tonight for yourself or somebody? Like, I appreciate what Brother Joseph said. We're here. So, Lord, I need help. Help me. Work on me. I need you, Lord. Amen. We just bow our heads now for a word of prayer. Lord Jesus, we just love you, Lord. You're so good to us. We're opening our hearts and our adoration, our hands up to you, and our heads bowed to the dust from whence we come. And we just say, Lord, we love you with all of our heart, Lord. We love you. And we place our whole being on your altar, Lord. We just want to be totally consumed and totally yielded to the Holy Spirit, Lord, for you to just come in our lives and just to change us and mold us into the image that you want us to be. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity tonight to come before you, Lord. And these requests, Lord, that's been written down, these requests, Lord, that each hand has been raised, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we are seed of Abraham by your grace.
Hallelujah.
And your promise was is that we would possess every gate of the enemy. Thank you, Lord, for that promise, Lord. It's such a reality to every believer. And we appreciate it, Lord. And Lord, as we sit here tonight and hear that word, the very voice of God to this generation, like never before, Lord, pour out your Spirit upon us, Lord. And give us that we have need of. And Lord, also, each person that's represented here, they may have loved ones that are not saved, Lord. Reach out and just save those that are savable, Lord. And your bride around the world, just thinking of the translators and missionaries around the world taking this message, Lord, that those people can hear the very message we're hearing tonight. Lord, pour out your Spirit upon us, Lord, and get us ready. We want to come home. Lord, we want to get ourselves ready. We want to be ready for that great time. Commit this service to your hands, Lord. We love you, Lord, with all of our heart. We commit it before you, and we say thank you, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen.
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 And reach out and touch the Lord.
Draw me near.
back yet. We're going backwards. We're going forward. I know we all want to travel on and keep going forward. Amen. It's number 42 in your hymnal if you'd like to go along.
My heavenly home is right.
Thank you.
before, but you don't know how good it is to feel from that coming up this way.
Amen.
I love it. Brother Branham said, what's more important than this?
Amen.
There's nothing more important.
Amen.
Now, sleep tomorrow? No. Your job? No. Nothing.
Right.
Nothing is more important than to hear the word.
Amen.
That's got to be priority, number one. Everything falls way down there.
Amen.
It works way down there. Well, not mine. Praise the Lord. Well, we're to the best part of it now. Because then we get to hear the word. You don't have to put up your gloves. You don't have to worry what's being said, what's going on, what's he going to say, what's going on. Now it's just say, Lord, feed me. I'm come to die. Feed me. Because I'm here to see the mighty God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's just bow our heads. Shut everything out now. As we prepare ourselves totally. Yield ourselves to Him so that He can open up our hearts, our minds, our souls, every fiber that's inside of our body to be able to absorb. We want to be little sponges, Lord. Just to soak it all in, Lord. Just soak it all in. That's what we're here for. We've got the revelation and we love You. We love You and thank You for it, Lord. And thank You that You knew us before the foundation of the world. And thank You, Lord. We never found You. You found us. What a great blessing.
Amen, Lord.
It'd be a blessing beyond compare if it wasn't when we were to say, oh, I found the Lord. No. He found you.
Amen.
You were in Him. That's how you can be that royal seed of Abraham. Because you were in Him in the beginning. Before that there was an earth, before there was a star, before there was a molecule, before it was anything, the very thought. He just spoke the word, and then here we are.
Amen.
We had to come. He gives us time. It's such a short time that we're here to worship Him.
Amen.
And that's what we've come for, Lord, to worship You and to glorify You. And we just want to welcome You once again, Father, to come and to be with us as we hear Your anointed word. Anoint us with Your Holy Spirit. Everything's gone. Work. Nothing matters. Nothing matters. Hold on to every word. Every word that is spoken. It doesn't matter what it is. That's what we're for. So let us just sing our song, Only Believe, as we welcome Brother Branham to come to the pulpit.
Have a few scriptures.